You ever wish you could record your drunk conversations? Well, that's what I do on the Intoxicated Podcast. Every Friday, I talk to friends, comedians, and various guests while drinking to showcase the conversations you'd only have at the back booth of a bar with close friends. It's a weekly drunk, heart-to-heart variety talk show and therapy session. Subscribe to the Intoxicated Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. That's Intoxicated, spelled T-A-L-K. Cheers.
This program contains strong language. Viewer discretion is advised. Welcome to Prancing. It's a podcast about kids that kids shouldn't listen.
Hello, everyone.
Oh, hey. We back, bitch. Wow, that's aggressive. I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
we're back.
That was weirdly.
I'm sorry.
We've got 2 weeks of pent-up energy. I totally get it.
I know. I think that's what it is. I'm just like, I was so excited. And then just that word came out. I'm so sorry. Yeah, anyway, and, welcome back.
Yes, I hope everybody enjoyed our After Dark episode from last week.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
Yeah, it was a nice long one, so it's one that you can just kind of spread out.
And again, if you haven't watched it, I highly recommend drinking along.
Oh, yeah.
Us. Maybe have a couple of drinks as a head start, because we start at around
three or four. We're like, let's do this, and we're like already had
but the
drinks.
The thing about those drinks is like they started real quick. Like it was, you know, 7:30 was zero drinks and 8 o'clock was four or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, so. We were definitely galing it up, if that's a thing, because we definitely were just having at it.
Yeah, we definitely went to town.
Couple
but
of
I'm
words,
Mark
drink.
Adam. I'm Mark Adam. Oh. We should introduce ourselves.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the Winnipeg.
Okay, I am the KDG, and I am in the Halifax of Nova Scotia.
Yes, so we record from two separate parts of the country.
That's how we roll. That's why sometimes things are a little, we're like, what did you say? You're freezing.
Yeah.
The audio people are like, what the fuck?
Technology is awesome. So
it's totally awesome, yeah.
There's that. So welcome to episode 17.
Yes. 17. Yes. Holy crap.
Yes, but we've been doing this for more than 20 weeks because we've got a couple of pilot episodes we ran instead on certain weeks and stuff. So
the Together podcast with you and your adorable daughter, which we need more of. Please and thank you sincerely, everyone.
Yeah, she's fine.
Yeah, she's pretty cute.
She's all right.
But yes, yeah, we've been kind of just... we've been doing this for a while. Well, I mean, it seems like longer, I think. I don't know, because it was
feels like forever.
But like in a good way.
Yeah, but it's a nice mental health outlet, and it's nice that people are actually listening to it. It's kind of cool.
Totally.
So that's pretty neat.
Super appreciate it.
Yeah, so people listening to the audio podcast, you'll hear at the start of the episode that we have sponsorship from Anchor.fm right now.
Woohoo.
Working on getting some more sponsors. If you have a company that wants to be a sponsor, or you know somebody that might want to be a sponsor, let me know. That would be super helpful.
Absolutely.
Every little bit helps.
I liked your sponsor thing too, by the way. I hadn't heard it. I hadn't heard it before for the Anchor thing.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I hadn't heard it. So when I was I had re-listened to like our last podcast. Because I actually hadn't listened to it all the way through, so I was re-listening to it, and I was like, oh shit, look at that. Doing stuff and things. We're just really bad at communicating, like in general. Oh,
yeah, we should
love
get
it.
Our poop in a group. But in the meantime, where you can see us communicate, should we choose to do so. It's like a Mission Impossible mission. Anyway, facebook.com/parenting, Twitter @parentingpod, Instagram @parentingpodcast, Snapchat @parenting. Follow us on YouTube. Please subscribe to our channel. Subscribe to our audio podcast wherever you listen to audio podcasts. And that's the gist of her. So welcome.
That's the socials.
Yeah, welcome to the week.
Woohoo. Also, so what's up? How was your, actually your last 2 weeks, I guess, because it's been a minute. And then I checked in on you, was it yesterday?
Yeah, I got that like, hey, cuz, you still alive?
Just
like, I got
that text. Sure, you okay?
Yeah. That was kind of nice. I appreciated that.
Well, it was funny because when we had talked last Saturday that, you know, that we weren't going to be doing this, and I was like, totally fine, because I actually was kind of busy too. And then, but we also had the After Dark episode that we could put up. So I was like, sweet, we can finally get this out there. But yeah, but you were like, kind of, I could feel like that you were stressed through your text, and then I hadn't heard from you in a while. And I was like, I was just going to check in, make sure he's okay.
Yeah, I think my text was something like, I'm not going to do the episode tomorrow because it's 4 a.m. and I'm still like an hour and a half away from bedtime.
Yeah.
Or like, something like that.
Still haven't gone to bed yet, so.
So Saturday morning waking up for the podcast is just a not thing I should do for my mental and physical health.
Yeah, for sure.
So sometimes you just have to take some me time.
100%. And, I agree.
That's where we're at. So.
I feel you.
Yeah. So I actually... I had to go to the chiropractor this week. I tried to go last week. I woke up and I was all like stiff. And then I was playing with Amelia, and you know how kids are, jumping around and stuff. And I did something where my neck just kind of tweaked, and I, you know, that feeling of everything seizing up.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't move my neck, and I'm just so. It's one of those, you know, people say, Adam, and you, instead of turning your head, you're like, what? You gotta
your whole body move.
Yeah,
the whole body.
What? Yeah, like it was bad, and so. I was calling my chiropractor, and he wasn't, there was no answer or anything, no message saying that they're not open. So I went there on the Monday, and it was actually closed. The doors were like locked. Or no, that was on the Friday.
On the
that was on the Friday. And so I was like, hours say they're supposed to be open. Maybe he closed, like maybe his business closed and they just didn't change their answering machine. But it turned out he was on vacation in Mexico and didn't change our answering machine. So, so I get this call like a week after I called them saying, hey, do you still want an appointment? And I was like, well, yeah.
I'm still broken.
Still broken. But I had previously sent out a message saying, you know, does anybody in Winnipeg have some recommendations for a new chiropractor? Because I think I have to find a new one.
I think I'm out.
Yeah, so it turned out that it was fine. And so I have another appointment to go see him again Monday just as a checkup.
Nice. I'm actually going to a chiropractor for the first time ever this week coming up.
They're
I'm terrified
great.
Of them.
They're great for mobility and flexibility and things like that. So if you're having trouble or you're stiff or, you know, things are, you just don't feel right. You don't have the range of motion you should.
Yeah.
Chiropractors are great for that. What you should not use chiropractors for is, cancer and, you know, like actual medical problems.
Who's
go see a
that?
Doctor, go see a doctor. People are doing that. There was a chiropractor in the States who was, he lost all of his ability to practice because he was telling people, like, you know, lining up your body. And because chiropractors often have a crossover with Eastern, like acupuncture and things like that.
Yeah.
So he was telling people that basically that he could cure their cancer by lining their spine up and stuff.
Absolutely
and
not. That's actually
making sure that their blood flow was proper. And
I have to leave. I can't. No, I have to leave.
Yeah. Earth is fucked. But
saying that, I was like, that's the most ridiculous thing to say. And then, but it's legit. That's a thing. There's an actual person out there saying that he could cure cancer with.
Well, how is that more ridiculous than the guy that said that vaccines cause autism when they don't, causing literal mass hysteria? And actual death.
Right.
How is that more ridiculous, Katie?
Well, it's not
Tell me.
More ridiculous. It's just, I don't know. I have no words for that. Anyway, I'm not going to a chiropractor to cure any sort of ailment I have.
Yeah. Exactly, right? So
That's crazy.
If you're like, oh, my neck is stiff, go see a chiropractor, you know?
But you know what? I had like the same kind of issues. Like I have a reoccurring thing that keeps happening where it's in my neck, but it's almost like goes down into like my shoulder blade. So every now and then it's like, I get like a nerve gets pinched in there somewhere. And last time
and
I
see,
had
a chiropractor can help with that.
Well, see, I went to massage therapy first. And then the lady from there, she's like, you could go to a chiropractor. She's like, but you could also try osteopath. Like, go to an osteopath to, they're more of like a, I don't really know. I didn't go because
osteopaths are, they're bone people, aren't they?
Right. But I think that was her point, was that massage therapy wasn't going to help what was going on in my shoulder, because it was like, she
it
tried to like
a muscular
pull my
problem.
Arm. Exactly. Right. But she's like, but if you're scared to go to a chiropractor, this might be like a nice in between maybe. So,
yeah, but I highly recommend, I know it's a terrifying thought because they crack your back and crack your neck and all this stuff. But after like, the 3 weeks after I'm at the chiropractor are the most loose and like, because when a couple of years ago, I was in a really bad car accident. I was rear-ended really badly and it wrote my car off in the whole works. I was going 0 kilometers an hour and the guy that hit me was going 70 kilometers an hour.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, so my chiropractic visits were covered by my car insurance for a year. As a result, and that was wonderful. And
that's scary.
But I got to go every week or every second week and actually
get the benefits of it, right?
Yeah,
like, continually.
And just get those alignments, and because it was very stiff for a long time, but after like with the chiropractor, like it loosened everything up. Because when your body is in line the way it should be, because I slouch a lot, and so my spine's always like stressed and strained, which makes me tired.
Does that.
Everybody does, but
yeah,
I'm 6'4", so I'm extra guilty of it as a tall person. It's just the plight of the tall.
Just leaning to get through doorways.
Well, not just that, but like, you know, there's no real incentive to stand up real tall half the time.
Because you're already tall.
Right? Because everything is built for the average person. So when I go to use a computer terminal that's a stand-up terminal at work with everybody else...
You're just a lean-over terminal?
the short people are, like, reaching a little bit up, but I have to, like, lean down and use the computer to punch in food and da-da-da, and because that's what I do for a living, I'm doing it a lot. So it's a lot of, like, bending down and slouching, and then it just becomes a habit to be slouched.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? I hear you.
I have really poor posture. And
yeah, I do as well. But yeah, I recently just got a new stand-up desk at work. So it's actually one that it sits on top of your actual work desk, so you can sit at it. And then when you want to stand up, there's two clips on the side of it, and you pull it up. And then so your whole desk moves up.
And well, then that's cool.
It's fucking awesome. I'll send you a picture of it because I sent it to a friend of mine. It's like, it looks like some sort of like space station cockpit contraption.
That's awesome.
It's really neat. And so it's really helped me a lot because I have a lot of issues with, I have like lower back and hip, like static nerve type thing, whatever. If I sit for too long, like my whole right leg goes numb. So like I need the ability to like stand
That's
every
not
now
good.
And then. I know.
That's
Listen,
not
there's
good.
I've got a list. We won't even go there.
Yeah, I got stuff.
There's just things happening. But anyway, it's fucking awesome. So if your work is like, want to help you out with having an ergonomic setup, which is pretty bomb, then I highly recommend.
The problem is this the little computer terminal that's on the bar, and if we raise it up, like I have staff who are 5'2".
Yeah, but you could have one maybe that's adjustable. Like you can pull it up and pull it down.
Yeah, like if I showed you the space, it wouldn't make sense to you to put one there.
Not anyway, a lot of things make sense to me anyway.
I just have to have better posture. I can't be putting this on other people. I have to have better posture. I don't sit almost ever at work.
Right.
I just have to have better fucking posture. It's on me.
Me. Got it.
But as a result, I spent quite a bit of time at the chiropractor. But
yes.
So this week, I hadn't been to the chiropractor in quite a while. And I had to go this week. And I did. And I feel so much better now. Because I have so much more. Like, I can turn my neck. And I can, like, touch my chin almost to my shoulder. Like, it's not the full range of motion I normally have. But, like, before it was this. Like, I got myself to this before I got a hold of a chiropractor, and now I actually can turn my head and see stuff beside me. Which is great when you're driving and need peripheral vision.
I was just going to say that. So it's probably helpful. Although, you know what? Idiot kids these days drive with
their... Tick, 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 tick. We're just going to go.
Well, you know what? I find younger kids right now, they drive with no peripheral vision. Because have you ever seen these idiots out there with their whole hood up? Just like driving with their hood up?
Yeah.
Have you seen this? Because I see it all the time in Tantallon and it drives me crazy.
The problem
there's
with
no
kids
way you
is
can
that
see
they're stupid.
Anything. You're dumb. You're really dumb. And I only ever see like usually young people doing that. And to be, I don't know. It's annoying and I don't know why that drives me crazy, but it does.
Well, it should drive you crazy because that's a safety issue. But
right?
Yeah. What do we know? We're all grown up. Kids these days.
No, shakes fist. Anytime I complain about anything to do with kids, I just think of that. I'm just like shakes fist. Yeah. Shotgun on my porch. Get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Anyway. Okay. So that's, yeah.
Guess what I did this week? I got pulled the fuck over.
What?
What?
What were you doing?
I wasn't doing anything.
Well, you got pulled over, so...
No, I did. No, because I was just driving down the road, and I could see the lights. I could see the cop car way behind me. And so I got up closer to where there's, like, a space that I can, like, actually pull off that I'm not blocking any traffic kind of thing. So it's like, I'll just get up here a little bit and scooch over. So I'm, like, sitting there. I scooch over, you know, got my blinker on, and there's another guy behind me. And then I'm like, where'd the fucking cop car go? And then I look back over to my left, and he's right there. I was like, oh, fuck. And I'm, like, running through my head. I'm like, what was I doing? Did I run a red light? Like, what did I do? And then he comes up, and he was really nice about it, thankfully. But he comes up, and he's like, yeah, gee, I pulled you over because your plate's expired. I was like, oh, okay. I was like, well, I was pretty sure that it didn't expire until, because I have a vanity plate, so it's every year, and I'm an idiot, and I forget that. It's the second time that I've been driving around on an expired plate.
For people, because in Manitoba, it's different. So in Nova Scotia, it's every 2 years you have to re-register your license plate.
Yes.
So, unless you have a vanity plate, which is every year.
It's every year. Right. So what is it in Winnipeg?
Basically, your car is not registered unless you have insurance. Your insurance and your registration are the same here because MPI. It's so if your car is uninsured, it's also not registered.
Oh, okay.
So
interesting.
Yeah. So I can tell you a horror story about this one time I got pulled over because the cop gave me driving without insurance because my insurance had expired. Okay, it's a long story, but my letters saying like, hey, your payment didn't go through or whatever. We're going to my old house where my child's mother lives.
Yeah.
And she was not giving me my mail at the time. And
damn.
So, I was 2 weeks after expiry.
Mm-hmm.
And so he pulled me over. He gave me failure to show proper registration. No, failure to provide insurance information. That's what it was. Driving without insurance. So he gave me both. And because your insurance is also your registration, he also gave me a driving an unregistered vehicle ticket.
Goddamn.
So he gave me all three because he was a twat nozzle.
That sucks.
He could have given me one or even two, but he gave me all fucking three of them like an asshole because Manitoba is why. I'm
just
really
because
don't
that.
Like this place.
Well, mine was definitely much more of a better experience because that's I think that was
because it isn't Manitoba, but we're not going to get into that.
No,
anyway.
But my experience was actually quite nice. This is the first time I've ever been pulled over for anything. Like I've never been pulled over for like speeding or anything like that. I just keep getting away with it. It's fine. but it's the first time I've been pulled over, so I was like, I didn't really know what to do. And I was like, I'm really sorry. He's like, I was like, what do you need? I was like, I know like from TV, like license and registration. He's like, yeah, I'm going to need to see that in your insurance. I was like, okay, here you go. And then he's like, yeah. So, he went and like did his thing and then he came back. He's like, yeah, I'm going to have to give you a ticket for the expired plate. The whole point of that was that I thought that it didn't expire in my brain was like August. So I thought it was August this year. My plate expired last May. So I've been driving on an expired
holy shit,
plate
Katie.
For almost a year. And the guy's like, I really, he's like, if it was only like a couple of weeks or even like a month or two, I would have given you a warning. But because it's been almost
You've been driving
a year,
an unregistered vehicle for a fucking year.
Well, okay, hear me out. I don't drive my car ever. Like, I literally go from my driveway to my bus stop to get to work every day. So it's just like a 5-minute drive. So I go there and back, and then I don't think of it, and I'm an idiot, and I know that. And I told the guy, I was like, listen, I'm a fucking idiot. And it's like, I'll be honest with you, it's not the first time that I've driven around with an expired plate because I'm an idiot and I forget to do these things. So, moral of the story, he was
and
super
you
nice
for
about
a law
it.
Office, don't you?
Well, I don't anymore. I don't work at a law firm anymore, but I work for a company in their legal department.
Okay, but yeah, you're a
paralegal. I know fucking better, is what I was trying to say, as I was an idiot. And he was super nice about it. He was just like, I think he really was like, you're really dumb. Like, why would you just be, he's like, I would have given you a warning. He's like, but I absolutely
Here's
have
your
to
ticket,
give you.
Blondie.
Yep, pretty much. So it was $180 for the ticket. And then it
That's
was
actually not bad,
which is not bad. And then it was $118 to renew my fucking plate, which is so easy to do. You literally go on, you put in numbers, you pay, and that's it. I just am an idiot. Anyway, that was just my adventure for the week. That was a good.
That's a $200 mistake. It happens.
Yeah, you know what? And I, you know what? I will probably do it again because I know me.
Katie, put it in your calendar.
Oh, I know. Okay, I will. I'll be better. I'll do better. Sorry.
Be better, Katie.
Anyway, that was my really the only interesting that happened to me this week because I was just working and whatnot. But I did get pulled over and I thought it was pretty great. So no, who gets excited about being pulled over? I don't know.
Nobody gets excited
nobody does.
About that.
Because no, I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Yeah. So that's fun.
So aside from all that, what's going on this week?
How are the kids doing? Because you've had 2 weeks, so you had a week on and a week off with them since I've talked to you last.
Yeah, well, they're like full tilt into soccer season now, so they're doing their tryouts.
Okay.
Yeah, so when we do get them back this week, they've got... The hard part is having the two kids that you're just... You've got... Especially when they're both doing soccer, they both have like similar times, but not at the same time. So it's like... There's some difference. So basically, you go to the soccer field for the one tryout, and then you just stay for the next tryout. So it's you're spending like 3 hours at a soccer field for both kids, right? So it's kind of just more
now,
things to look forward
to. I only have
to.
The one kid. She's at dance, or she's probably done dance now by now.
Yay.
But yeah, she dances on Saturday mornings and stuff. But
cute.
But yeah, so she loves that. Speaking of dance, my niece and my sister have been touring this dance competition circuit on the East Coast and doing very well with their mother-daughter dance.
It's so freaking cute.
The latest video I saw was actually real good. And what's funny is one of the judges or something in New Brunswick made a comment about how it's nice to see sisters dancing like that or whatever. And Amanda was just like... Yes, yes.
Like, can you write that down and like make a video and so I can show it to everybody that I know ever?
Yeah. Mind you, it happened in New Brunswick, so.
I get super obnoxious when I get ID'd, so.
We've had that conversation.
We've established that.
Yeah.
Good for her.
But it was, because my niece is like 9. Mm-hmm. So.
But Amanda also, she looks 10? Fantastic for having two kids.
How old is she? Oh, man, how old is my niece? Now I'm confused.
Well,
but the point is, they're touring, and how cool is that? So
that's very cool.
To put to bed the question everybody's asking in your head, no, there will never be a daddy-daughter dance recital with me and Amelia. That won't be a thing.
Why? That would be so cute.
No.
You can be the lumberjack and just, like, stand there, and then she can just dance around you. That'd be cute.
Yeah. Can I be tree number 3?
Yes, exactly what I was thinking.
I figured. So anyway, that was super fun.
That's very cool.
Yeah, so that was cool. But Amelia is... She's exhausting. She's just all...
Mentally.
All the energy. And now that my schedule's changed at work because I have the new job, as I've mentioned before here, but now so I work evenings now, and then I have 2 days off in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now I see Amelia every single day, and then the 2 days I have off.
Right.
So
every day.
Every day, I'm so tired, and then I have to go to work. You know? And then...
And then get more tired. And then get up and do it all over again.
And then I have to go back, you know, try and get some sleep before Amelia shows back up in the morning.
Right.
But I... So... It's just been such an exhausting go. Mm-hmm. I'm so tired all the time. and last week I was with, because now that the Jets are in the playoffs, the Winnipeg Jets are a big deal here in town.
Yes.
They keep having these games at home because that's how it works. And whenever they do, it's insane at my work because all the members that we have at the club, they come and they have dinner before and they hop on a bus that we provide and then they bus off to the MTS center so they can go watch the game so they don't have to worry about parking over anywhere near that nightmare. So it's just been absolute insanity. And because even though we are almost dead center in the middle of the country, we're in the Western Conference.
Mm-hmm.
So... Some of, like, our games are starting at 8:30 at night sometimes because of the way the TV schedule works. So 8:30 at night is what time the games start here, which is fine. Because on the East Coast, that's what time, like, 8 o'clock is when Hockey Night in Canada starts.
That is exactly.
Here it's 6 p.m. usually. So, but with these 8:30 starts, then the game isn't over until 11:30. And then the people come back on the bus and have coffee and desserts and drinks and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So by the time I get late home, nights. Yeah, it's late. Mm-hmm. So it's been really exhausting on that front too. And exhausting because the Jets keep losing at home every time they play. They haven't won a home game in the playoffs yet this year.
Good times.
Yeah.
So just for curiosity, like what, do you guys do anything for Easter? Because it is Easter weekend. So happy Easter, y'all.
And yeah.
Yeah. Do you do anything? Like, do you guys do like a little Easter egg hunt?
I do an Easter egg hunt for her, yes.
That's cute.
And so does her parents. Or so does her grandparents, I mean. I don't know why I did that. But
that's fine. You're tired.
Yeah. And yeah. So I have the basket for her and I have a bunch of eggs. And what I did last year was... I bought a big bag of mini eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And I just got I went to the dollar store and bought a bunch of those, like, just plastic eggs.
Yes.
And I put one mini egg in each egg. And then that way she could have one mini egg a day.
You cheapo.
No, it's not about being cheap. It's about keeping the sugar out of her system.
I totally get it, for sure.
It's a much more time-consuming process than just going and buying a bunch of eggs.
Yes.
But... it's more sanitary than just putting the mini eggs everywhere. Because now they're like in the plastic.
Yeah, agreed.
And so she finds them, it opens them up, and there's like a little mini egg. It's like a nesting egg.
Yeah, it's anyway, adorable.
But she loves that. So,
well, one thing I will say is that if you ever decide, as she gets a little bit older, to do like a scavenger hunt, be prepared to do that forever. Because I made the mistake...
Of trying to set a precedent.
The cool stepmom, like, I'm going to do a whole ass scavenger hunt. So I got the clues made up. I'd make like puzzles and stuff for them where like the hint where it would be. So like, for example, I took like a picture of like a Mazda, which is like my car that I drive, and I glued it to like a cardboard and then I cut it all up and then put it in a bag. And so they had to put it together to see what it was to know that that's where the next clue was. So, like, they would put them together, go there, then they'd find the next clue, and, like, it would just kind of take them all over. And so, the first year I did it, I thought that I was being, like, super clever with my hints and everything, and the little bastards figured it out in, like, a second. And, like, the whole thing took me, like, 2 days to set up, plus, like, a week or so before that to get everything bought and set up and all of those things. And they did it in, like, 10 minutes. The whole thing was over in, like, 10 minutes. And I was so angry. So, like, the next year I made it a little bit harder, and then you know, the younger one, she gets frustrated very easily, so when she couldn't figure it out in, like, 3.2 seconds, she would get mad. And I was like, you know what, I just don't think I have this in me anymore to do this. But it always ended up, like, where we share time with, between, you know, their moms and here. So when we first got together, the first like 6 years, they were with us every Easter. And so this year, I think, is the first year that we don't have them for Easter. And so Jillian was like, but do we still get to do the scavenger hunt? I was like, hell no. I was like, if you're not here, I'm not doing it.
Yeah, that's...
She's like, I'm sure mom would drive us over. I was like, fuck that. No, I'm sorry. I love you.
But isn't it nice to know that they appreciate that you did that for them?
Yes, it really is. It's totally more selfish on my end. Like, I really just don't want to do it. But I know that they do enjoy it. So it's kind of cool. It is kind of cool that they like it. So I almost thought about, like, actually doing it. It's like, oh, you know what? Maybe I should do it. And then
a little late now, kid.
little late. Anyway, just forewarn you, if you do start the precedent, you just got to be, you know, prepared for.
Yeah. Every that. Single year.
Oh, goddamn. One thing I do really enjoy doing with kids, though, is baking. They really enjoyed that, like the baking and decorating things. So
I'm not so much a baker. So I don't relate.
No, I'm not either. Like, I'm going to buy a box and, like, add milk and an egg to it and stir it up and throw it in a thing. Like, that's just, like, I don't do from scratch.
What? I got to buy milk now?
The fuck?
No, I'm kidding. I buy milk. It's for the cereal, though.
Thanks for clarifying.
Well, I have a great system in the morning. When I do have Amelia over, because I work so late, I don't want to get up first thing in the morning, so I leave her cereal. I don't know if I've said this.
Yeah, you have. Before. Yeah, no, it's totally fantastic.
Yeah, so I leave the cereal out with her spoon and milk in the fridge.
She's got it.
In a little cup, and then juice in the fridge in a cup, and then she has her... but she's getting really good at putting her dishes away. Like, when she's done, she puts her dish... So I come out, and, like, she's already eaten, and all the dishes are away, and it's they're all on the counter ready to be washed.
That's fantastic.
I know. She's four. It's great.
That's brilliant. Love that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, she said something the other day, and it was like, it was a really big word. And I was like, where, who, what?
Where like, did you hear this?
Because, but for all the time, like, what do you want for lunch? Papa, why don't you tell me my options and I will make a selection?
And she's four.
She says that all the time now, and so I'm used to that, but there was something she said the other day, and now I can't remember what it was, but it was like, it was a really long word, and she used it in context, and it was, I was like, what? Am I being punked? What's going on here?
Where are you learning these words?
I forget what it was.
Okay.
Oh, it was simultaneously. Simultaneously.
What?
Yeah, because she was asking me if, because I was cooking lunch and she asked for something else. And I said, I can't do two things at once. And she said, yeah, it's hard to do things simultaneously. And I went, what?
Like, where did she even hear that? I mean, right? I'm sure that's
I mean, I've crazy. Said the word, but like to know how to use it in context,
yeah.
I was like, who are you? Like, you're not my kid, right? Like, that's, what the fuck is this? Anyway, simultaneously.
I can barely even say that word, let alone use it in context half the time. You know what I mean? That's crazy.
Yeah, well, I for sure can't spell it.
The
A-E bullshit.
Absolutely not. Yeah, no, fuck that shit.
Yeah, no, it was a little bit mind bending.
That's insane.
Yeah.
And then yet I've got a 14-year-old that uses like after every other word that she says. So there's
You know what? I think there's a generational problem there because I kind of do the same thing sometimes, and people on this who listen to this podcast are probably well aware of that. Like, as if, because like, totally, like,
yeah,
you know, I really have to get that out of my vocabulary.
Yeah, and
I really
definitely
have to get it out of my vocabulary.
Yeah, I'm definitely guilty for that as well. I'm not like I'm not saying that I've never done it. It's just when you have someone trying to tell you a story or whatever it might be, and they keep saying like after everything, I'm zone out. I'm like, I have no idea what you're even talking about anymore. So,
yeah.
And we're trying to help her with, like, she gets really defensive if we correct her. Like, okay, Allie, you really need to stop. Just think about what you're trying to say and then use full sentences. Because when you constantly, like, think, like, it's totally, like, I don't really know, like, what we're talking, like, about. And then I'm like, I'm not even listening anymore. I was like, and I'm trying to be helpful because I'm sure other people feel the same way. Maybe not your friends, because you guys probably all talk the same way. But I just can't follow along. I'm just...
Yeah. There's too many filler words. Yes. Too many filler words.
Yes. I, like, totally, like, don't know what's going on.
Yeah. Calm down, Valley girl. Yeah. Calm down. All right.
But okay. It's just... I don't know.
Yes. We're going to take a quick ad break, and I'm going to pour some tea while we do that. And then we're going to get into the main subjects this week, yeah?
Stuff and things, sure.
Stuff and things. And things. Got and it. Stuff.
Yep.
And
those
things.
Stuff.
Okay. Okay. We will be right back.
BRB.
Woo! Way back! Another news story,
whoa.
Yay!
Hi!
Okay, so, KDG, take us through your notes. What do you got for us this week?
Whoa! I just lost you there for a minute, so.
Well, I was just saying, tell us what you got for us this week, KDG.
Okay, so really, you know what? There was nothing, honestly, this week that kind of struck me as like, oh, I kind of want to talk about that. But there was one story. Let me just quickly bring this up. But basically, it says plane forced to return to airport after mom realizes she left her baby behind. So
I have questions.
I also had questions. It's a very short article, so I was very uneased by it. But it's Saudi Arabian Airlines. So basically they were taking off. A woman on the plane was like, oh, shit, I left my kid at the terminal. And she refused to go on with the flight. So the pilot had to call back, and then they had to turn around and go back. Yeah, I don't know. Listen, it brings up the whole thing of, like, you know, there's the horrible things about people leaving kids in their vehicles and stuff like that. And I totally understand that, you know, you can lose your brain.
How do you get on a plane without your baby? Did she have a bunch of other kids and just lost count at some point?
Just herself and the baby. So
how does that happen?
I don't know. And the article I found is just incredibly short. It's very short. But I just... I'm
confused. No. How are you just like, oh shit, my kid. Like how is that...
Like already taken off in the air on their way to wherever they were going and realized, I forgot my kid.
Like, shit, I left my tea on top of the paper towel dispenser in the bathroom. Yes. Like, fuck. Like, that happens.
Yeah.
How do you... Yeah. Like, oh, shit, I left my baby in the terminal. Whoops. Oh, well, we'll just make a new one.
Right, and I was like, my thought process was like, okay, so this... somehow, this woman got on the plane. I mean, terminals, there's a lot of people around. So, if you see... I was just thinking, like, how did this not... get rectified, like, before the plane took off, I guess. Like, did no one just see a baby just chilling there by itself with no one around and, like, thought maybe, hey, maybe this kid is somebody's? I don't know. The whole thing, the article itself is, like, tiny. Like, it doesn't even really give you an explanation. It's just like, oh, haha, a woman left her baby.
I bet there will be more information regarding that later.
Well, but, I hope so. But anyway, but, I don't have
but,
a lot of information
But actually,
for
though,
you.
What the fuck? but actually, what the fuck?
I know. I don't know. The whole thing is just crazy.
That sucks. And I'm glad they turned around. I assume the baby and mom are fine and everything's good.
Totally fine. Yeah.
What the actual fuck? How does that happen?
Right? There's just so many variables. You're like, how? There's just so many questions. Like, so many questions that I have. To just how that all happened. I honestly don't know. I can understand being a little flighty sometimes. Pun. But, listen, don't.
That was...
It was bad, I know, but I had to. It was right there. It was right there. Anyway, I'll see myself out. So I hope you guys had a great week.
Anyway, yeah, take off, eh?
I know, I'm so sorry. Anyway, if you're still listening after that crap, thank you. But yeah, I had to share that because I could not believe how that happened.
Yeah, it blows my mind.
Anyway.
But that's just what it is now.
I know. Anyway, there was something else that I saw, and I didn't dig too much into it, so just take it with a grain of salt. But there was, you know how a lot of parents will get their, like, babies' ears pierced and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Which always bothered me. I don't like that. I mean, if you do that, that's fine. Like, I feel like...
You should ask Uncle Doug about my sister's ears, but anyway.
Oh, no. Did she take her to get her ears pierced?
Or ask my mom that story.
Well, apparently she's good with it.
Two very different stories.
You're
good with it now.
Get your parents drunk enough and they'll let you get your ears pierced, right?
Isn't that what you told us last time? Yeah, when you're a teenager, apparently that's a thing they want you to do. But when you're a 3-month-old, your uncle can't secretly do it without telling you.
Okay, wait, what? So Uncle Doug took Amanda when she was 3 months old to get her ears pierced?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was 3 months. That might have been an exaggeration.
Okay.
I forget the actual timeline.
But child, like a child.
Way too fucking, or like infant.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't walk yet.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Pretty sure. Uh-huh. And, you know, my dad's version of this story, my mom's version of this story, and Doug's version are...
very different?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's Amanda's version of the story?
I was there. He was watching us. And I was there.
I can't.
And funny enough, it was Doug that I when I got my ear pierced, it was him and I that went splits.
Like, why did we talk about this Doug's on our last podcast?
Whenever Doug shows up, people get holes in their head. I don't know. It's a weird
thing. When Doug comes around, where are the needles for getting piercings?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right, start the jabby jabs.
Oh, fuck. Well, okay, the whole thing was, it was the article itself, which is just like, a former employee of Claire's said that their policy for children's piercings basically say that the kids don't have to consent. So, like, you can take your kid in to get their ears pierced whether they want to or not, which I think would probably just pertain to, like, younger kids who can't talk yet or something. You know what I mean? Like, the little babies, like, if you're going in because they don't have a choice, they can't think or talk. Yeah, exactly. But that's what I mean. I know people that have done that have had kids and went and got their daughter's ears pierced at a very young age. And I think it's fine. Like, if that's what you want to do, then that's fine. But for me,
For
me, though... Anyone who watched The After Dark is like, holy fuck. Flashback. Yeah. We're only a little annoying.
Yeah, PTSD. The D stands for drunk.
Anyway, I don't know how I feel about the whole, like, you know, getting your kids' ears pierced before they have, like, the opportunity to say whether or not they want their ears pierced.
Yeah.
Because those holes don't go away.
But also, I know, I have one.
Yeah.
But at what age... At what age do you consider their opinion valid? Like, if I want my ears pierced. Mm-hmm. Well, you're 6, so no.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's up to the parents, I think, right? Like, if that's
agreed.
Your call. It's,
yeah, I'm just, yeah. So, I'm just saying there's a lot of gray area is my point.
Yeah. Oh, I definitely agree. I think that, but if your child is able to, you know, properly communicate with you and understand, like, if you can explain to them, like, say a 6-year-old came to you and was like, I want my ears pierced because her friend or whatever has her ears pierced. And like, okay, well, here's the process and how they do it. Is this what you want? Because it's like, you can take them out, but like, it is kind of still permanent. Because like those holes, like I said, don't go away. So not that you can really rationalize that with a child. Like, they don't understand the repercussions of... choices like that. I don't know.
Yeah, kids don't understand the permanence of some things.
Yeah.
Like when a kid breaks their toy and it's broke,
mm-hmm.
they don't understand that you can't go back and fix that. Like, they don't, like, that's forever gone. Like, that's, like they don't have a concept of what forever means.
Right. Like, well, I think that just comes back to like what you were saying. Like what there's, it's a gray area, right? Because it's, yes, they can verbally say, yes, I want to do this, but they don't really
probably have I want the pretty shiny bulb in my ear. I want the, I want the pretty in my ear.
Yeah.
But what comes with that is maintenance, making sure that you don't get infected and there's it's going to hurt and all these other things that
exactly
that go along with it. And then the permanent hole in your ear, which I don't know. Can you see the hole in my ear on the camera? Probably not. Eh? I don't think my camera's high enough definition.
I don't know. I definitely have the holes in my ears too, though.
Well, I got, I got a Pixel 3, so they have the wicked camera. I'll just take the, take a photo.
We'll just like post our ears on Facebook. Look at our holes in our
the
ears.
The fuck is this?
People, what the actual fuck am I looking at?
Memories of a drunken night where I was 13 and not drunk.
And not drunk. Oh my God.
I was the subject of my parents' drunken fun.
Yeah, I think we've, I think we probably all have like some stories of that.
Did I tell that on the Parenting Podcast or on the After Dark episode?
Of the piercing
story
one?
About my ear.
Oh, no, it was definitely this one because we had one called Haircuts and Piercings because we talked about my horrendous haircut.
That's right. See, this is why we keep you around. You know what the fuck's going on.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far, but sure.
I wouldn't either. I was trying to be nice. So
I appreciate it.
Yeah. What else you got there, kid? Was there more to that?
No, it was just, it was about the policy and like some people were like angry that they don't have a policy that the child should consent. And then some people were like, who gives a fuck? I don't know. Just, it's just like the regular internet. People get offended over everything. So it was just, no, it was just a thing that came up. I was like, I'm just curious what you think about just piercing your child's ear without their permission, I guess. Anyway, that's all it was.
Yeah.
But I did.
Again, we should get my mom or my dad or Uncle Doug on this podcast telling the story.
Oh my God, yes.
And it would be nice to have them each tell the story separately and then we can cut it together.
Yes. Yes, please.
So I'll see what I can do on that front because it was, I remember it being quite the bone of contention. Not that Doug hasn't done a lot of fucking shit that's been...
It's just classic. If you guys knew him, you'd be like, yeah, no, that just sounds like something he would do.
It totally does.
You're like, oh, but yeah, like, Uncle Doug? Yeah, for sure.
can't... That's exactly... Like, if you knew Doug, you would... We wouldn't have to tell you the story.
No,
you would just be like, here's what happened.
And you just
here's
be like,
what I assume went down. Yeah. And you would probably be right. So,
okay, well, we will work on that because I am like, obviously I'm closer to your parents than you are. So if I can set up something to do this, then yes, let's do that.
That would be amazing.
That would be amazing. We could do that.
Like get them on camera. Give me all three of the videos.
Yeah.
Don't let them talk to each other about it.
Yeah. No, I'll do it separately. Like here's
all three of the videos.
Interrogation. What happened?
Tell the story of when Amanda got her ear pierced for the first time. Go. Right. And
just wait.
It's going to be amazing. And I'll cut it together and make it a whole piece.
Okay. All right. Next project. I'm writing it down, making it official.
Okay. That's going to be amazing.
It's going to be so great.
It's going to be amazing.
All right. Was there anything you wanted to chat about while I'm writing down? Is there anything that you wanted to talk about this week?
Do we have time to get into what I wanted to talk about? I don't think there's quite time to really delve. But I'll put this in your earballs for next week. We'll talk about it next week for sure.
Okay.
So the question I have is education bullshit? I want you to look at, like, because obviously higher, like, more education is good because educated people don't tend to turn around and say that vaccines cause autism.
It's fucking vaccines. God damn it.
It just always comes back to that. But,
I know, right?
You know, but highly educated people, properly educated people tend to have a very rational, scientific view of things. But the problem is that school is built for C students. And being average is an advantage in that case. Because C is average.
Yeah.
So kids who are more advanced than that, mm-hmm. or are slower than that, are both disadvantaged, not necessarily equally. A students tend to get C's, and kids who would be D students in a C student system end up failing because there isn't enough individual attention and things aren't geared towards them. Things are going slightly too fast, but because of the way the system's set up, there's no way to catch. Pardon me, got the hiccups there, but there's no way to like catch those poor kids mm-hmm. who can't keep up on their own.
Right.
But the kids who require more attention because they're actually more advanced aren't also getting that extra help and that push. And so their motivation to do more is nothing. There's a girl I work with who's in university right now. And this is sort of where I started thinking about it this week because she was finals are this week. And she was telling me, like, I like being a B+ student because I can do the minimal amount of work and get a very decent grade. Mm-hmm. But the amount of work I would have to do to be an A+ student is like 5 or 6 times what it is to be a B+ student. And I get the same fucking degree at the end. So why would I waste my time being that student?
Fair.
Because I still have to go to work every day. I have bills to pay. I have this, I have that. I'm trying to go to school. Mm-hmm. So to me, it just feels like the system is broken. Yeah. Knowledge is important, but is our education system bullshit? That's the question I want to talk about next week on that scope.
It's okay? A loaded question. And
there's a lot to talk about.
A lot.
And that's why I don't think we have enough time today to really get into it. And I'm not going to give you you might be able to understand what my position is based on the way I asked the question, but we'll get farther into it next week. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of concerns because my daughter starts school this coming school year.
Oh my God, that's crazy.
I know. That's and crazy. So I'm having a lot of internal, like, what the fuck about this? And so I really want to delve a lot deeper. So next week, that's what we're going to do.
100%. And I will, one thing that reminds me of, and I'm sure that you've probably seen this before, and some of you probably have seen this before, but it's just a little cartoon and it's about the education system, but it's basically giving everyone the same standardized test doesn't necessarily show off their abilities. And all it is just a bunch of different animals and their test is their ability to climb a tree over there. So there's like a monkey who's going to have an easy time. There's an elephant, like there's like that kind of thing. It just shows you it's like a visual representation of all of the different kind of types of people. And 100%. you can't base their knowledge or their intelligence, just giving them one standardized test and go from there. Cause everyone's different and learns differently. So that's just, that reminds me of that. So I'll find that so we can kind of integrate that with our next week's podcast for sure.
Okay, sweet. That's awesome. Okay.
Yay.
I'm excited about next week. But we're not done with this week yet because we still have top tweets.
Top tweets. Woot woot. Okay. Look at me not being organized. Love that. Okay. So my first one that I have here for you this week is a reoccurring one. It's at the dad. Because why not? His tweet is, me, showing photos on my phone. That's my daughter in her play, and that's my son covered in mud. Colleague without kids, pointing at his phone. Colleague without kids, sorry. Pointing at his phone. This is me in the Bahamas, and that's my Porsche. Me, let's not do this anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. My whole camera roll is just pictures of Amelia and videos of Amelia doing shit.
Yeah. Right? And like mine is like the kids and like, I don't know. Oh, I'll send you a good picture. Rod bought/won a mini fridge and it's been sitting in our dining room and we bought a bunch of beer for the weekend because that's what Easter's about, obviously. And we didn't have a place to put it. So we plugged the mini fridge into our dining room and have it loaded full of beer. So I'm going to send you that picture because...
I'm very excited for you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, I have my Keith's Barrel fridge still.
I love that.
Yeah, it's right beside my chair in the living room.
Oh, love that. No anyway, judgment. Aside from my alcoholism, let's move on. So the next one I have for you is at Lurk at Home Mom. And his or her tweet, how to calm a crying baby. Number one, pick it up. Number two, okay, so when it turns like 5, you can put it back down. Good luck.
Yeah, there's obvious exaggeration. However, why it's like, ha ha ha, kind of funny, and not like laugh out loud funny for me is because of the accuracy. Is that once you pick that kid up, that's it. What, putting it back down is basically like trying to put down a
ticking bomb.
Yeah, like a what's the word? A mine, a landmine.
Yeah, landmine. Like, yeah,
because as soon as you let go,
yep.
Boom. Now. I will give advice to, if you got a kid out there and they're really young, like we're talking first 6 months, learn how to swaddle.
Okay.
It's a method of folding the blankets that keeps the child super tight and like almost pressed.
Yes.
It is incredibly comforting to the child to be swaddled in a blanket. And it worked so well for Amelia to calm her down.
Awesome. Like,
and I got really good at it. So,
little baby burritos.
Honestly, I highly recommend it. If you learn how to swaddle properly, it will save you so much crying and whining and screaming in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. You swaddle her and lay her down. Or him, in your case, possibly. No, not everybody has girls, Adam. Did you just assume my baby's gender? Anyway, so...
I was just waiting. I was going to say it, but...
Yeah, fuck. So, anyway...
Anywho.
Yeah, so...
Swaddling.
Learning to swaddling. Oh, my goodness. I know that tweet was very funny.
Mm-hmm.
But... it hits me in a real place.
Well, so, I've got a tweet swaddle. That I just went back and scrolled to find it because of what you just said. And I was like, I've got another one after this too, because I wanted to say that one. But this, I had to go back and find this because once you said that, I was like, I have a tweet for this.
All right.
So this one's at 3timedaddy. And his tweet was, found 2-year-old asleep on the floor by his bed last night. Managed to scoop him up and get him tucked in again without waking him. Anyway, if anyone sees any bomb squad jobs, let me know, because I think I've got what it takes.
nailed it.
Literally what we were just saying.
Yeah. If you can get your kid back to sleep without, like, back in bed and all tucked in without any, like, awaking, oh, man.
It's a big accomplishment for sure.
It is the most satisfying feeling you will ever feel. And I don't care if you perform heart surgery for a living. Like, you're going to be like, this was the best thing I've ever done with my hands. Anyway, moving on.
I love that. All right, the last one I have is Easter theme, because obviously Easter weekend. But I found this one on Facebook, actually. It's just the Facebook page is Parenting. Okay. And their little picture is of Ralph from The Simpsons picking up Easter eggs. I just thought it was really cute. It caught my eye. But anyway, the whole thing is Easter egg hunts are proof that your child can find something when they want to.
That's
and goddamn
good.
It is so fucking true, because it makes me angry that no one in this house can find anything. But if it's an Easter egg hunt, you sure as hell better bet that they're going to find all those goddamn chocolate eggs.
They will find every.
They will find them all.
Freaking one of them.
It's true. Goddamn them.
Okay, hold on. I have one more thing to do here because I want to hold on.
Okay. Holding on. Everyone hold on.
I got this.
You can do it.
It's a new thing, and we're doing it, and here it comes on the screen for those that are following along on the video.
Uh-oh.
Dad joke of the week.
Oh god. I love that. Do it.
Dad joke of the week.
Yes, I'm all about it.
As we discussed, I have been having a very rough couple of weeks. It's been stressful, and I'm tired, and I was telling my friend about this, and he went, you know, it could always be worse. You could be underwater in a hole in the ground somewhere. And I know he meant well. That's the joke.
Oh my God.
There it is.
I'm out. Bye. I'm out. This ship. I hate you. I hate you so much.
We're out of here. Okay, Facebook.com/parenting. Twitter at parenting pod. Instagram at parenting podcast. Snapchat at parenting. Follow us and please subscribe on YouTube. We really need those subscriptions. Anchor.fm/parenting is where you can find the home base of our podcast for now. And yeah, okay, she's flipping me off for those of you listening to the audio podcast. That was a great reaction. So that's a new segment we're going to do every week.
I love that. I also hate you. And damn you for anyone out there who got that way quicker than I did.
You were real slow on that one, Katie.
Well, I was just like, anyway.
I know. You got, anyway. I also didn't tell you that segment was coming. So that's extra great. Yes, you can support us too. If you go to anchor.fm/parenting,
yes,
you can choose to donate some money every month.
Mm-hmm.
That $2, $3, $4, whatever you can spare every month might not mean a lot to you. It means a ton to us. If you want to get extra content for your downloads, or sorry, for your donations.
That's fine.
If you want extra content and stuff from us, then please go to patreon.com/parenting. Become a member there and a supporter, and there's extra content. There'll be stuff, you know, as soon as we get rolling here.
Yes.
We have all this extra stuff to give you, so become
a
Patreon member. That would be amazing.
Yes.
We will see you next week. Thanks for watching episode 17 of the Parenting Podcast.
/listening. Don't forget the listeners.
I've been Mark Adam from Winnipeg in the Manitobas.
I have been Katie G from the Halifax of Nova Scotia, who just got by a dad joke.
Such a good one.
More of those coming.
Absolutely. Okay. God, we'll see you all at some point if she doesn't kill me for that joke.
It's up in the air. Bye, guys.